So you're calling from the West Coast. You're living on Pacific time now?
I am, yeah. We moved to Kelowna.
Wow. So how is that affecting who you are at heart, the East Coast girl?
It is affecting it. It's a bit different, but there's so many beautiful things about the West Coast that kind of overshadow the fact that I'm really, really far from my family, beautiful mountains. And we lived in Victoria for a while, so we were right by the ocean for a while. So,
nice.
Things like that kind of help.
Yeah, I think you get a real sense of how large the country is when you've lived on both coasts, right? You see the in-between is a long space between, right?
And trying to fly from Victoria to PEI or Victoria to Newfoundland, you realize really how big it is. It just takes 14 hours to get from one coast to the other.
It sounds like what happens when you grow up. You move, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's where you're at right now. Tell us about the new record. You must be so excited about its release date, which is today.
It's called Growing Up, and I'm so pumped about it. I've been working on this for literally years. I wrote all of the songs during the pandemic, and then I put the songs on TikTok, and the TikTok fans decided which songs I should record. And then here I am, finally, a few years later, putting out the whole compilation. And the whole thing really was inspired by my journey of moving away from home to chase this dream and the things that come with that, missing home, seeing your parents get older, realizing maybe we're in our good old days right now, being present, and then there's a bunch of fun songs on there too.
Well, as long as there's some balance, right? That's what we're looking for.
Exactly. You gotta have those country drinking songs too.
I wish this car wasn't so rusted out, and I had my money for a bigger house. My job didn't keep on bringing me down, 'cause right now I'm still living in my hometown, still trying to figure out what life's about. I guess I thought I'd be somewhere else by now. Mama still cooks better than I can. Can't change the oil like my old man. Might not be where I want to be just yet. But what if these are the good old days? Funny how you chase what you wished away. I didn't know it then, but I think I see it now. What everyone's been talking about, I've been waiting on things to change. But what if of your grandma's living room, the kind of thing you don't want to lose. When you got tunnel vision, you tend to miss it. You can't see all the good that you're giving. You know it's true. But what if these are the good old days? Funny how you chase what you wished away. I didn't know it then, but I think I see it now. What everyone's been talking about, how we're waiting on things.
Is it more lighthearted because you might be more lighthearted these days?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, my first album, it was called The Basement Sessions. That was very focused on mental health and the ups and downs of being in your 20s and comparing yourself to everyone online and, you know, the struggles of just being in the music industry and wondering if, you know, you made the right choices. And then I really still wanted to bring that mindful approach into this next album. And there's lots of very deep songs that, you know, the fans have been relating with on so many different levels, which is incredible. But then I also wanted to put one of my favorite songs, Red Wine or Whiskey. It is still very autobiographical, yeah. And it is really just like a metaphor type song, but it's still fun and people are, you know, having a blast to that one.
And which do you choose, red wine or whiskey, or does it depend on the night or who's buying?
Red wine, 100%. I'm a red wine gal. But when I'm performing, I love to have a little shot at Jack before I sing to get rid of them nerves.
Well, that gives you a kick right where you need it, right?
Oh, absolutely. It warms up your throat and warms up your ability to have a little more fun, it seems.
Let's talk about your connection with Dustin Bird and Brian John Harwood. They helped you out on this one, too. Talk about that.
Yeah, during the back end of the pandemic, I had them come over for a few weekends, and we just hammered out a bunch of songs. They totally understood my vibe and what I wanted to say and how I wanted to say it and how I wanted it to sound. So we wrote a bunch of songs, demoed them up, and then a bunch of those ended up on the album. I recorded the album between Nashville and my studio at home in Brantford, Ontario, during the pandemic with my producer, Danik, and I've been putting out singles basically for the last year and a half, almost every 8 weeks. Did 7 music videos, and then this is the final hurrah.
Do you think that growing up is something that stops ever?
No. And that's the line in the chorus is, I'm not ready for this kind of growing up. Because, yes, we're always growing up, but when there's certain things that happen you didn't realize was a part of growing up, like seeing your parents get older, seeing your parents get sick, or realizing you spent all this time away from family. It's those kind of moments that you're like, oh my God, I didn't realize this was a part of growing up that I was going to have to deal with.
Did you think you, at this point, would be as introspective musically as you are?
No.
Yeah.
I thought I was just going to, you know, sing party drinking songs all the time or... But it didn't hit home with me or with my fans until I became super honest with exactly what was going on in my life. And I realized that when I put out my first album, because a lot of it was based on mental health and what I was going through at that time. And the more honest I was with myself and my audience and my music, the more realistic it became. And it's just much easier to be yourself.
Well, no one else can be you. You've got the best one for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's going to be a big year. 2023 looks like it's jam-packed for you. A lot of stuff coming up for you. What's the most exciting part of it so far that you got planned? It's got to be Boots and Hearts, am I guess? Am I right?
I'm so excited for Boots and Hearts. I'm such a like dream board type gal, and I had Boots and Hearts up on there for years. So I'm so pumped to play Boots and Hearts. And then I'm also playing Cavendish Beach Music Festival, which is the biggest festival, you know, on the East Coast where I'm from, PEI, and I'm doing the main stage there, which is so cool because I played some of the side stages a few years ago, and I said I would love for it to be main stage next time I come back. So that's another, you know, dream board item I get to knock off.
Now, everyone says that, yo, I'm going to do a big stage next year, but then you get there. So what happens in between? I mean, is it just putting it out to the universe, or is there work that gets you from A to B?
You know, hounding people.
Hey, persistence does work. That's true.
Persistence, and I'm independent at the moment, so I don't have a booking agent. So it really is just me, myself, and I when I'm booking gigs. And, you know, that's it. Just be persistent without being annoying.
Well, I love it. I love the tune. I love your style, and I love what you're doing. And it's a shame that you're that far away from Ontario, because we'd love to see you down here real soon.
Well, it seems like I'm there every week. I've been flying in and flying out to do music videos and all that, so I'll be there very frequently.
You just shot a music video for this one?
I did, yeah. I shot it in Toronto at Dakota Tavern, and it's very, very cool. It's dark and emotional, and it goes perfectly with this song, and I can't wait for it to come out. It'll be out in a few weeks.
Now, how do you storyboard that? Was that, were you involved in that, or did you hand that off to someone?
No, I actually do all my own storyboards for my music videos, and I edit my music videos too, actually. So
wow.
I hire my my folks to film it, and they totally get what I want. It's very cinematic and dark, and I just wanted, basically this song is about growing up and the things I had to do in order to make this career happen, which is working in the service industry and playing a lot of gigs for not a lot of people. When you're first starting out, you know, you're playing those bars and no one's listening, and you're working at the bar, you can't afford to fly home to see your family, you're questioning why in the world you did this. And I think that this music video really depicts that perfectly.
Well, it looks like you're making all the right steps, and you're taking all the right elevated steps to get you to where you want to be, bigger and better, for sure. A good record and a good year on the way for Ali Walker. Thanks for joining me. I know it's an early morning for you, so I appreciate your time.
No, it's all good. I mean, my voice is a little more raspy and lower than it should be.
That's all good. That's just a little rock and roll in your country.
Exactly. Thanks for having me.